You have reached Direction Home of Eastern Ohio, your local area agency on aging. Your call may be monitored and or recorded for quality assurance. If you would like to speak with any staff member and you know their extension, please enter it now. If you're not sure of your party's extension, please enter the 9 key for the agency directory or wait on the line for an operator to assist you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Direction Home of Eastern Ohio. This is Donnie Lane. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. Can I speak to someone in your community resource department?
Sure. One moment, please.
Thank you.
You have reached the community resource department. Please hold for the next available specialist.
Ohio Benefits Long-Term Services and Supports. Latasha speaking.
Hi, Latasha. This is Nikki. I'm calling from Rhonda's house, home health care. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good. So we have someone, her name is Roberta Agus, that I know she's going to get an assessment tomorrow to start with us. You all sending someone out. So I called her just to, you know, check in on her and to let her know to give us a call after her assessment. Well, I talked to her for a second, and she put her husband on the phone. And then he says, well, I don't know if we still need the services. When they come out, can we just decide then? And I'm like, but you guys are still – go ahead.
No, I was going to say, oh, yeah, ask your question, because I was just going to say, yeah, they can. I mean, it wouldn't matter. But
Right. So I was just making sure that they are still scheduled for tomorrow for someone to go out to do the assessment.
And what's the last name?
Hold on a minute, because I'll get the correct side. I know it's
you say Agus, but I don't know how to spell. Okay.
It is A-N-G-U-S. And her name was Roberta.
Okay. Parkman Road?
Yes.
Is she on Parkman Road in Warren?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, they haven't canceled it, so it looks like it is still scheduled.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tomorrow, okay. So, because I was just telling her just to give me a call after, and then she was putting her husband back on the phone. And then they said, well, we changed our mind. So he was like, just let them come out. And, you know, so I just wanted to make sure that they were still scheduled for tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. She doesn't want the help? I mean.
At first he says he didn't think they need it. And then he says, you know what? Yeah, let's just let them come out and let's just see what
okay.
they say. So I said, okay.
Because you all provide care through.
Correct. The home health care.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm like, oh, looks like she should. Yeah, they still have it, so hopefully they'll recognize that they need. She probably does need some help, but we'll see when it comes out. But they are still scheduled for tomorrow at 12.
Okay. And normally, how long does that take? Like, once you guys do the assessment, how long will it take? For her to have an answer or get approved?
It really then, after we do the assessment and says she meets the criteria, is really now getting the Medicaid fully approved.
Okay.
That's the next week that we have. And then we have to also have a doctor's certification. So those would
That's
be.
That's what I thought, the level of care and everything.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I got you.
Yeah, because we'll make the determination of the level of care that day. It's the next steps to get the services. What takes longer is getting that doctor's signature to get the services in place or the actual Medicaid approval. But the determination of whether she meets for passport will be determined that day
of
the assessment.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. You have a good day.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.